Continuing in Sefer Chuvat HaTalmidim, we're in the middle of Perek Sheni. Tachshov min godel ha'achrayut asher alecha v'tidag. We should think about the tremendous responsibility that we have, and we should be concerned about it. U'mitoch, and again, remember, we saw yesterday, concern doesn't mean to be sad. It means to be actually encouraged by the responsibility that we have. Umitoch da'agatcha zo tatchil birkat ha'Torah. From this serious concern, we should say birkat ha'Torah in the morning. Umeomek libecha titpalel el Hashem, and from the depths of your heart, pray to Hashem. Ha'arev na Hashem Elokeinu edivrei toratcha befinu. Hashem, please make the words of the Torah sweet in our mouths. Ki be'emet areva umtukahi toratecha. We should say to Hashem that in truth, Hashem, your Torah is so sweet and so pleasant. Hoshieni shegam ani argish et noam metikata. Save me, Hashem. Give me a Yeshua so that I should also feel the pleasantness and the sweetness of the Torah. So that we should all be knowers of your name and learners of your Torah, l'shem shamayim. Rachem na alai, ribono shel olam. Have compassion on me, ribono shel olam, she'ezke la'alot el asher ra'uy na'ar Yisrael la'alot, that I should be zoche to rise to the level that a na'ar Yisrael can reach. Lilmod et Torah lishma veladat et shimcha Hashem, to learn the Torah l'shem shamayim, shehi hamadrega hachi gdola, it's the highest level, v'haosher hachi tov, and the best happiness, ben ba'olam hazeh, ben ba'olam haba, whether in this world and truly in the world to come. That's a tefillah that a ben Torah should have every morning, accompanied with his birkot ha'shachar, when he says birkot ha'Torah. Umeata, and from that point and on, betach b'shem sheshama et tefilatcha. Have bitachon, be secure that Hashem heard your tefillah. V'imale et hemyat libecha, and that He will fulfill the aspirations of your heart. V'yosif becha ratzon la'Torah, and Hashem will intensify your will for Torah learning. Uchukat ha'nefesh, and for the longing of your nefesh, el no'am tohar ha'elyon vel kedushat avicha shebashamayim, that Hashem will intensify our feelings of teshuka for the pleasantness of Hashem's purity and the kedusha of our Father in heaven. Tismach v'titchazek ba'avodatcha avodat ha'kodesh. A na'ar Yisrael should rejoice and should feel strengthened in avodat hakodesh, ubechol hayom gam et hadeaga nizkeret leel tarchik melibcha. And throughout the day, even that concern that we were talking about, that healthy concern that we mentioned, you put it away. You don't have to be walking around, you know, with a serious face the whole day and worried. Am I not? No. You do your tefillah in the morning and you hope to Hashem that He will help you. And now get down to business. Now do what you're supposed to do and learn. Ki ha'de'aga ha'tmidit, by the way, he says in parentheses, machleshet et ha'moach, because to be overly worried all the time and concerned, it weakens the mind. Ve'gam hi atzma nechleshet. And at the end, what happens is the de'aga itself, the concern itself, becomes weaker and weaker. It fades away. And then, en de'aga ve'lo cheshbon im matmidim ba tamid. So then he's left without the concern and without what he's supposed to, the goal that he's supposed to attain. Aval gam bechol hayom tizkor et tachlitcha u'matratcha. But always throughout the day, a ben Torah should remember what his goal is and what his tachlit, what his mission is. Rak tizkor ve'lo tid'ag. Remember it, but don't be too overly concerned constantly. Rak ke'ish ha'olech baderech, just like a person who is traveling on the way, u'mazkir atzmo ke'pam be'pam et ha'makom asher alav lalechet shama. It's a good idea, right? When you're traveling, from time to time, remind yourself where you're going so that you understand where you're headed to. لِمَعَنْ لُوْ يِتَئِ أَنَا وَأَنَا, so that we don't lose our way. So definitely throughout the day, we remind ourselves, what is our goal? What is our takhlit? Where are we headed? What do we really want? ואת הדבר והמטרה אשר עליו להשלים למען יחוש ולא יתמהמה, so that we will always be spurred on into action and to fulfilling our goal. למד תורה ויתפלל בשמחה, learn Torah and pray. Both of them should be always בשמחה. Beautiful message for today, Rosh Chodesh Adar. על שזכית להיות נער ישראל קרוב לשם. For the זכות that we have to be young and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tedayek bechol kochacha u'mochacha betoratecha. Look meticulously into each and every word of Torah that you learn. Ta'amik v'taskil, go delve into it deeply and be matzliach. Ki da na, because we should know, shemi shemirame et atzmo b'Torah ve'eno medayek lehavin et kol davar al buryo, someone who just learns and fools himself. He's not careful to be medayek in every word to see, do I understand this? Is this word, does it conform with my mind? Do I get it? Ubifrat mi shechoshe machashavot acherot b'sha'a shelomed. And truly someone who has other fantasies or thoughts while he's learning, one who just carelessly learns without, let's say he's learning for 2 hours, let's say, or it's 1 hour, whatever the seder is for him. If he sits there and he doesn't take it seriously to be meticulous and careful over every word that he learns, he's saying that's a zilzul in the kavod of Hashem, that's belittling the honor of Hashem. Lemor, as if to say, chas v'shalom, en kedai lo la'avod, it's not worth it to work so hard. Letzamtzem et mocho leha'amik bedivrei esh shel ma'ala elu. To focus all my effort into being medayek in every word in the Tosfot, that's called divrei esh shel ma'ala, that's the fiery words of Hashem. Okay, I'll get it superficially and that's fine. That's a zilzul b'chvot shamayim. So that's number one order of the day, to learn Torah and to pray with simcha. Techaven bitfilatcha kefi yecholtecha, and to be mechaven in our tefillah as much as we can. Ve'af im kashe lecha lechaven pirush hamilot bechol tefillatecha, even if, let's say, it's hard to have in mind the meaning of each and every word of the tefillah. Al kol panim, but at least, tizkor bechol et tefillatcha, throughout the time that we are being mitpalel, we should remember שעומד אתה לפני אביך אב הרחמן, נורא, מרום וקדוש. This we have to remember constantly when we are praying, throughout the whole tefillah, that we are standing in front of אב הרחמן, of a father that has compassion on us, who is awesome, who is sublime, who is holy. אכול, שתה, ישן, ככל צורכך, eat and drink and sleep as much as you need. אף תשמח עם חבריך, and rejoice with your friends. חברים טובים, לומדי תורה, המתנהגים בדרך השם. Make sure that those are good friends who are also walking in the path of לימוד תורה and עבודת השם. ומעתה, אם את דברנו עד כה הכנסת את לבך, if we take into our heart the words of the מחבר, ורוצה אתה לשמוע גם הלאה את הדרך, and you're interested in hearing further, what is the way, אשר תעלה בו אל השם? The way to ascend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ואת האמצעים אשר על ידיהם תתקשר לתורה ועבודה, and the ways and means through which we will become bound with the Torah and עבודת השם, אז כבר יכולים אנו לקוות שסוף כל סוף תגיע. There is hope that we can reach our מטרה, our mission, אם ירצה השם, אלא המצב אשר עליך יאמר השם, to the state where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say about you, בן יקיר אתה לי, you are a cherished son before me, precious, ילד שעשועים, a delightful child, כי מדי דברי בך, whenever I talk about you, זכור אזכרך, I will remember you, עוד רחם הרחמך, and have compassion upon you. Obviously, these words are built on the psukim in Sefer Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed Aleph. Shem Yizakeh.